Text, Hallmark Channel presents, title, Christmas Class Reunion. Text, a Lighthouse Pictures production. Outside Brookswood High School, snowflakes drift through the night sky. Text, 2007. At a winter formal in the school gym, students dance under a disco ball. Text, Amy D. Garden, Danner Novlin, Dayan Loyola, Maya Ford, Stephanie Bennett, Marshall Williams. Near a refreshment table, a teen crosses her arms while standing with her friends.
Do those trees look crooked to you?
No, everything looks beautiful, Allie. You guys do such an amazing job.
This is the last winter formal of our high school career. Everything needs to be perfect.
Hey, I heard you got early acceptance to Stanford. That's incredible.
It was a long shot, but it worked out. Have you heard back from any schools, Cam?
Yo, Principal Hulk just busted the lovebirds.
I think me and Katie got put on the naughty list.
I couldn't help myself with what Jay just gave me. He said the Christmas tree is to remember tonight, and the rest is for our future.
Aww.
Katie wears a charm bracelet.
Hey, is this dress too short? I think it's too short. No, I think your dress looks great, Sam. You sure? Promise. I need to find a mirror.
As Sam totters away in high heels, Katie notices Elle watching Cam.
Just ask him to dance already.
He's smart, and he's driven.
Sounds like someone I know.
We would be perfect together. But he just thinks of me as a friend, and I wouldn't want to mess that up.
Whatever. Don't tell me the winner of every academic award and president of every extracurricular activity lacks the confidence to ask someone to dance.
Text, based on the book by Robin Paul.
Come on, babe.
Jay leads Katie to the dance floor as Elle turns to Cam.
Abby Ferguson just waved at me. I'm gonna ask her to dance.
Cam walks away. Principal Holt steps onto a stage.
All right, everyone, gather around. Very exciting time, I know. Come on, it's the announcement you've all been waiting for. The crowning of your 2007 Winter Royal! Go Bobcats!
A boy bumps Elle.
Sorry.
Really, Devin?
Sorry. He's that. Shoes are really slippery.
What are you wearing?
It's festive, like me.
He wears a Santa hat.
Just please try and take this seriously.
And without further ado, your class president, Elle Chamberlain.
Elle smiles as she joins Principal Holt on stage.
And your inexplicable choice for class vice president, Devin Ryan.
Class of 2007, you voted and the results are in.
I just want to compliment Elle and the decorating committee. I never made it to any of the meetings, but look how well that worked out. I mean, what a party, am I right? Yeah.
Let's not keep everybody hanging.
And your first Winter Royal is Bryce McGuire. Yes.
Woo! Bryce pumps his arms in victory, then leaps onto the stage. Elle awards him with a crown and a Winter Royal cinch. As Devin idles on stage, Elle nods toward the podium.
What? Oh, my turn. That's right. Okay. Let's...
Devin stalls with an envelope in his hands.
This is really good glue.
Elle yanks the envelope away.
Your next Winter Royal is... Elle Chamberlain.
Elle beams at the crowd and accepts her winter formal sash from Devin.
Yeah, Elle!
As he sets a sparkling tiara on her head, they look into each other's eyes.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Elle holds out her hands in confusion as snowflakes drift into the gym.
Is it snowing?
And you didn't think I helped with the decor.
Devin points at a snow machine near the ceiling. Everyone looks up at the snow in wonder.
It's magical, right?
Everyone looks toward the ceiling in alarm as the snow machine malfunctions. As a pipe bursts, a gush of water completely soaks Elle. She shivers, fists balled at her sides. As she opens her eyes, her icy glare lands on Devin. With hesitation, he steps toward her.
I am so sorry.
Elle's face twists with rage.
I'd say one of my greatest strengths is that I'm calm under pressure. Managing the data cloud storage division can be demanding, but I like to think I bring a sense of balance to the day-to-day operations. And I'm proud of the high standards we've been able to achieve in my 10 years here at Zig.
Text, 15 years later.
So, how does it feel to be on Wired Magazine's 35 under 35 list?
Is it cheesy to say it's a dream come true? Because it is.
Just in time to show off at your 15-year high school reunion.
So far, we have a 61% RSVP rate.
That's insane.
I know. It's a good turnout.
No, it's insane that you did the math on the RSVPs.
The location is locked. The caterer's just confirmed. And you triple-checked timing with the party vendor, yes?
They're delivering everything Wednesday.
Perfect.
This must be the most well-planned reunion in the history of reunions.
It better be. This is the first one our class has ever had. Every event since our senior year winter formal was such a catastrophe, they nicknamed us the cursed class. Prom was ruined when the septic tank ruptured. Graduation was cut short by a bout of food poisoning.
Wow.
Our 5-year reunion was a bust thanks to Hurricane Sandy, and our 10-year reunion was in the summer and literally 3 people RSVP'd. Which is why I moved this one to Christmas when everybody would be home for the holidays. This year, no excuses, no disasters. I'm gonna get it right. Another RSVP.
Everything okay?
It's just, there's this one person from my class who hasn't responded to the invite.
And you hoped he would? Oh, I love unrequited high school love.
I wouldn't go quite that far. I was valedictorian, he was salutatorian. Just sort of made sense.
Not the steamy romance I had in mind, but teach their own.
And according to his social media, he's newly single.
You always do your research, don't you? Your car will be here in 15 minutes. I charged all your devices, updated your calendar, and packed your food for your flight.
Thank you. You are the best.
Alma lingers while Elle checks her phone.
Is there something else, Alma?
It's just some of the assistants have been talking. Is Zig in some kind of legal trouble?
Those are just rumors. If there was something going on, Tom would tell me, especially when we're this close to going public. Don't worry about it. Have a wonderful holiday break, and I'll see you in the new year.
Okay. Thank you.
In Hartford, Connecticut, a light snow falls. A sign reads, "Live It Up Event Rental." Inside the warehouse, workers manage an inventory of Christmas decorations while a manager takes a call.
This is Devin. Oh, absolutely. My team is loading the truck as we speak. I see you soon. Bye-bye.
As Devin hangs up, a young teen smiles with her feet propped on a desk.
Dad?
Daughter?
She scoots out of his seat.
Thank you.
Can I have your credit card for some in-app purchases?
Nope. But you could tackle this pile of paperwork I asked you to file.
Paper's so old school. Why don't you let me build you a digital database and you can get rid of all these file cabinets? You can put it in a treadmill desk.
First off, have you seen this warehouse? I get my steps in every single day, thank you very much. Secondly, how did my daughter get to be such a tech genius?
Digital native, evolve or perish.
Hey, so I have a walkthrough at the Hotel Grand, but then I was thinking pizza.
Sound good?
Pizza always sounds good. What's the event?
It's my high school class reunion. 15 years.
So it's an old people party.
Excuse me, 15 years was not that long ago, and I was fun back then. Still am.
If you say so.
Plus, I'm not actually going to the reunion. I'm just going to be there for load in and load out. That is it.
Why?
Because the only reason people go to a reunion is to either show off
or relive the past, and I am not interested in either one of those things. Anyone I really want to catch up with, I can just look up online.
Do you know how to do that?
He lobs a Santa hat at her.
Hey!
Sign, open house, Frick Family Real Estate. Jay and Katie smile.
Don't forget, offers are due in by 7 on Thursday.
Thanks for coming. Merry Christmas.
Three prospective home buyers wave to the Fricks as they leave the property.
I think we need to work on the talking points for the kitchen. Did you mention the induction oven?
After selling houses for 10 years, I think I know how to talk up a kitchen.
Fine. I know we're getting at least 4 offers anyway.
We have to review the new housing development contracts.
Just put it in my calendar.
Our primary way of communicating these days.
Don't start. And about tonight.
Yeah, we should just pretend like everything's normal. Easier than answering questions, right?
Okay. See you there.
As Jay heads into the home, Katie leaves. In a TV studio, a poster reads, Sam in the AM Indianapolis. Sam and her stylist look at Sam's awkward high school picture.
I love that they included everyone's yearbook pictures in the reunion invite email.
Like you don't have any unfortunate photos of your high school self.
I burned every single one. I have news.
News or gossip?
What's the difference? So Stan heard from someone that the New York office is filling their field reporter position by Christmas, which means that by Friday, you'll know if you're a weir moving to New York. Indianapolis, I love you, but Big Apple, I am ready.
It's a long shot, though.
So is winning a Tony, but Audra McDonald has 6. Samantha, Sam, as your friend and forever hype person, I can't believe that after everything you've accomplished, you still doubt yourself.
Because I'm not usually the one who gets the thing. I get close, or I'm in the running, but I don't take the gold.
And you know sports metaphors don't work on me.
I just want to feel seen. Didn't happen much in high school.
Well, they can't miss you now.
He fluffs her sleek hairstyle. In a neighborhood, snow clings to the roof of a spacious red brick home. Elle follows her parents inside.
So we'll bake the cookies tomorrow for Winterfest, and then let's drive up to the Christmas ranch to look at the lights. Oh, and Tommy and Michelle are hosting a night of caroling in their neighborhood. I know they'd love to see you and hear about all your success, even though I tell them about it all the time.
Okay.
I just love having my Noel home for a whole week. It's a perfect holiday.
Mom.
I know. You go by Elle. I'll just never understand why you don't use your given name. Everyone loves this time of year.
Some more than others. Welcome home, sweetheart.
Thanks, Dad.
Going up.
Her dad goes upstairs.
Honey, look. I made space on our wall of achievement for the Wired article when it comes out.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Nonsense. We love to see you succeed. And when people come over, they can see everything. Oh, your father's stocking. I could use your help picking out some things.
Actually, I have to swing by the hotel to do a walkthrough, and then I'm meeting up with the old gang at Bobby's bar tonight.
Well, we'll find a time.
A caterer wheels a tray into a hotel's banquet hall. An event planner checks his watch as Elle bustles in.
Hi, you must be Fritz.
And you must be 15 minutes late.
I apologize. I had to borrow my dad's car and he lost the keys. It was a whole thing.
No problem at all. Waiting on clients is what we at the Hotel Grand do.
Hey, so we also brought 6 ivory columns and then some just really nice holiday foliage that'll fit perfectly in the layout.
Not just in time to meet the meticulous mastermind behind this soiree. If you ever want a job in event planning, let me know. I'm looking for my replacement.
As Devin looks up from a clipboard, he and Elle lock eyes.
Devin Ryan.
Elle Chamberlain.
I forgot. Live It Up is your parents' company.
Yeah, it was. They retired. It's my company now. But I've been emailing with someone named Alma.
My assistant.
Ah. Wow, I haven't seen you since,
graduation?
It wasn't graduation. I was surfing in Baja. I didn't see the point in wearing a robe and walking across the stage.
Right. Ceremony was never your thing.
Small world, bumping into you like this.
Not really. It's the job of the class president to plan the reunions.
Wait, the job of high school class president lasts outside of high school? Is it like a lifelong position? You have to admit, that's kind of crazy.
It's not crazy. It's how reunions work.
Saved by the bell.
Fritz checks his phone.
Ah, it's about those custom blue silk tablecloths you specially requested to match your exact high school colors. Be back in a jiff.
Devin and Al head into the partially decorated banquet hall.
I noticed that you didn't RSVP.
Yeah, reunions really aren't my thing either.
Well, one less name tag you need to make.
But I appreciate the business.
Is there somebody else I should be dealing with at the company?
Why?
It's just... not to be rude, but I need this reunion to go smoothly. And the fact that the high school king of goofing off is in charge of setting up, it just makes me kind of nervous.
How could I possibly consider that rude? Look, high school was a long time ago. We're Northern Connecticut's premier events company. You're in good hands.
Fritz returns.
Sorry about that.
I'm gonna go tape off the stage so my guys know where to put everything.
Elle forces herself to smile.
You two make a wonderful team.
Elle gives Fritz a withering glance. In the evening, she carries her coat into Bobby's bar and grill.
Katie!
Hey, you're here!
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you. Let's immediately get you a drink, and you can catch me up on your amazing life.
My amazing life? You two have billboards all over town. I must have seen your face 5 times on the way home from the airport. You and Jay are killing it. So where is he?
Oh, finishing up some work, I'm sure. He'll be here in a minute.
Ow!
Al stands and hugs Jay.
Hey!
Well, the reunion fun can start finally.
15 years.
And still our class president.
And you guys are still the most epic love story to ever come out of Brookswood High.
The Fricks force themselves to smile.
Married 10 years.
That is amazing. So what are you guys doing to celebrate?
We just signed a contract with the new developer, so that's kind of the focus right now. But what about you? Are you running Silicon Valley yet?
Not yet, but it's going well. I mean, I love my job, and Zig is a great place to work.
Most likely to succeed out there succeeding, right? Yeah. I'm gonna go see about getting us some drinks.
Thank you.
So how's the reunion coming together?
Everything's coming together perfectly. Except today I learned that our main vendor is none other than Devin Ryan. You remember him? I mean, it's still as infuriating as ever. But the numbers are looking good. Cam still has an RSVP'd.
Don't tell me you're still crushing on him after all these years.
Of course not. No. I mean, it would just be nice to, you know, see him and catch up.
And maybe show off your big, cool job in tech?
No. Maybe a little.
A call from Alma rings through on Elle's phone.
I gotta grab this, but I'll be right back,
okay?
Elle puts on her coat as she steps out into the chilly evening air.
Hey, Alma, what's up?
Those rumors about Zake having legal issues? Well, those aren't rumors anymore. It's really bad, Elle.
Okay, how bad are we talking?
They're saying it's a federal investigation, as in the FBI. Have you heard from Tom yet? I cannot afford to lose this job.
Elle?
As Elle lowers her phone, Cam smiles at her.
Cam?
I thought that was you.
Oh, wait, is that him? The guy that you were talking about?
I'll call you back. Hi!
Hi, did I interrupt a work call?
Just work drama. It's probably nothing. How are you? I didn't think you were coming.
I didn't think I was either, but then my schedule changed, so I thought, why not?
Well, I'm glad you did. Should we go inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Christmas lights glow on a row home while Devin and his daughter write cards.
You know, they have machines that actually print your signature, so you don't have to do it by hand.
Yeah, but all our customers and our friends appreciate a handwritten message. Besides, if I didn't make you do this, you might forget how to use a pen.
Unimpressed, she takes another card from him.
I want to add something to my Christmas list.
Sky, Christmas is only a few days away. It's a little late for that, honey.
That's okay, because all you have to do is say yes.
Yes to what?
There's this coding and robotics camp this summer. It's really hard to get into, but I want to try.
Okay.
It's 4 weeks.
Where?
Carnegie Mellon.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh's not that far. Tell you what, I'll send you all the info. The application is due before the end of the year.
4 weeks is a long time. Aren't you a little young for that?
No. Besides, 4 weeks without me means you're free to go do fun stuff too.
Mm.
Jam with your band, rake the yard, play poker.
Rake the yard?
I'm 13. How am I supposed to know what dads do for fun? Please, Dad.
Please, Dad and me. Send me the link. I'll consider it.
Yes!
At night, Sam and her stylist pass a Christmas tree as they enter Bobby's Bar and Grill. Sam braces herself as she prepares to greet her classmates.
Let's do this. High school, eat your heart out.
Sam! You made it!
I cannot believe how fabulous you look!
Katie and Elle hug Sam.
Thanks. Comes with the job.
And a brilliant stylist?
This is James. I don't know what I would do without him.
You'd still be wearing frosted lip gloss and culottes.
Oh, I miss you guys.
Ladies, it's lovely to meet you, but now I need some drinks.
This round's on me. Thank you.
A bartender slides a tray toward Elle.
There she is, our fearless leader.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, it's great seeing everyone. In fact, it feels like serendipity reconnecting with you right now, because I'm actually moving to the Bay Area after the holidays.
Really?
Al silences a call from Alma.
Wow, I mean, talk about timing.
I'll be managing a senatorial campaign up there. It's the big leagues.
And that sounds incredible, Cam, but also challenging, stressful.
I thrive on it. Bet we have that in common. You're the CTO of one of the hottest tech companies on the market. You're dynamo, just like in high school. It'll be fun getting to know each other again. And my clients will be so impressed that I know you.
Elle flips her phone over, then smiles and gulps her wine. At the Chamberlain's house in the daytime, Elle makes a call in her childhood bedroom.
Hi, Tom. I know this is my third voicemail. I'm just starting to worry that I haven't heard back from you. If you could let me know that everything's okay, that would be great.
Elle scowls as she hangs up. Later, her thumbs jab at her phone while she texts in a cafe. Behind her, Devin approaches a barista.
Hey, just buy coffee, please.
At an order pickup counter, he notices a cup marked with the letter L. Across the room, he spots her.
I think this is yours.
Thank you.
I wonder if M and N are around here somewhere.
Huh?
If you're L, I'm looking for M and N. That's a bad joke. I haven't had my coffee yet, obviously.
Since you're here, can we talk Santa hats?
What about them?
I wanted to add Santa hats so we could take a class photo with everyone wearing one.
That wasn't part of the original order.
I know. I had the idea this morning, but if you can't make that work, you can say so.
You're boring black coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Sky stares at Elle.
Oh my gosh, you're Elle Chamberlain. Dad, I didn't know you knew anyone famous. Dad?
Famous?
Elle gave a TED talk about coding from the female perspective. It was awesome.
Thank you. Can we rewind to the part about you having a daughter?
Yeah, this is Skylar, my 13 going on 50-year-old who apparently watches TED Talks. Elle and I went to high school together.
I'm a coder too, app design.
Nice, what software do you use?
Appery,
but I also build my own.
That is very impressive.
I'm applying for the summer coding program at Carnegie Mellon. Could I use you as a reference?
Skylar.
I'd be happy to be a reference. It's a great program. I was actually a speaker there last summer.
Of course you were. But that's very nice. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'll wait in the car.
I gotta admit, I never pictured you as a parent to a teenager.
A single parent to a teenager, and trust me, I am aware.
She seems so cool and smart, and she likes to build software.
Well, the cool part she clearly gets from me. But the tech part, not so much. She wants to go to this coding camp, and I think she should be out having fun, being a kid.
Well, if she's anything like me, then programming is fun. And she'll meet a lot of other kids with similar interests.
I'll add the Santa hats.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Devin nods, then follows his daughter outside. Kumits slides sugar cookies out of an oven. Elle's mom smiles as she sets the tray on a counter.
We haven't done this together in years. I didn't realize how much I missed it.
It wouldn't be our Winterfest charity fundraiser without my signature snowflake and snowman cookies. They always sell out.
Wow, Mom, look at you.
So, tell me everything about last night. Who you saw, what everyone is up to, how impressed they all are with your job.
Not everybody cares about stuff like that. Everyone seemed really good. I mean, Katie and Jay are as in love as ever and killing it in the real estate world. Samantha has really come into her own. Cam was there.
Oh, really?
He's actually moving to the Bay Area in the new year.
Isn't that something? Sounds like fate to me. Does he have a good job? A master's degree?
Mom.
What? Just asking.
At the Frick family real estate office, Katie and Jay step into the lobby. On a reception desk, Jay finds a gift basket.
A thank you holiday ham from Bill Wilson. Same gift every Christmas like clockwork.
Oh, right. You keep it. It'll save you from ordering it.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'll go to my mom's. I'll just tell her you have to work.
Well, it's definitely not how I saw this year going. Hey, look, I understood when you told me you needed space. It's a lot. Working together, being married. I guess I just don't see where we go from here.
It feels like our life's running us instead of the other way around. I know we make a great team, but it's not enough. We both know that.
That's funny, it used to be this couple that everybody wanted to be. Look at us now. If only they knew.
They'd be disappointed. Just like we are.
At the Winterfest fundraiser, James and Sam carry to-go mugs.
This place is so freaking festive, I can't handle it.
Sam?
Hi.
I thought that was you. It's Bryce.
Hi, I'm James, Samantha's platonic plus one.
Nice to meet you, James. Sam, you look fantastic.
Thanks. So do you.
I assume you guys are here for the reunion, too.
Yeah, wouldn't miss it. Bryce was captain of the swim team and Winter Royal and voted best looking in the yearbook.
And now I'm in grad school for urban planning in New York.
Oh, how about that? Sam and I might be there soon, too, for work. We're talking national news or a certain well-known morning show.
What are you doing?
I'm starting rumors. It's one of my many skills.
Well, you'll have to hit me up sometime. Both of you.
James's eyes widen.
I gotta go, but I'll see you guys around.
Looking forward to it.
At Winterfest, a band grooves on an outdoor stage while Elle's mom works in a booth labeled Irene's Cookies. Nearby, Elle dials her phone.
Come on, Tom, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up. Where are you, Tom?
Elle tucks her phone into her coat pocket, then turns toward the band. On stage, Devin grins at the crowd as he strums an acoustic guitar. Elle's forehead crinkles with surprise and delight as she watches him play. As the performance ends, Devin catches Elle's eye and smiles.
Yeah! Thank you, guys.
Devin hands the guitar to his bandmate and joins Elle.
You guys were great up there.
Thanks. Yeah, a couple of the guys from the band are still around.
The band? Like the high school senior year talent show band? Did you guys have like a terrible name? Like
The Harmony Wizards. Mm. What can I say? We were raised on American Idol and Harry Potter.
Then you're playing one of Jay's parties and your amps blew like a fuse?
The entire neighborhood lost power. Yeah, that was us. But I only play the acoustic guitar now, so you don't have to worry.
Oh, well, that's a huge relief.
Yeah, I switched over when Skylar was born. When she was a baby, she loved listening to me play, but now, you know, she'd rather run around with her friends than listen to me.
Well, did you want to hang out with your parents when you were her age?
I know you're making a valid point, but it doesn't mean I like it. I was kind of hoping if I won her a couple prizes from the fun and games area, maybe she'd be impressed with her old man.
Okay, one, do not use old man. We are barely in our 30s. And two, I could stand to blow off some steam at the snowball throw.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just some work stress.
Okay. Okay, you promise not to be a sore loser?
No, of course, because I'm not gonna lose.
At night, a Christmas tree sparkles.
No, I still would have respected you if you would have thrown a game or two my way.
You wish.
Elle carries an armload of prizes.
Hey, it's your mom's cookie booth.
Oh, wow, these look amazing. Skylar's gonna love these. And it matches the keychain I won.
A snowman.
Hey, Elle.
Wow, those look delicious.
Hey, Cam.
Put me down for a box, too. Devin Ryan. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Devin's company is doing the setup for the reunion.
Nice. So you're still living around here?
Yeah.
That must be a trip. I can't imagine.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, living in your hometown still. Anyway, a bunch of people are gathering at Page Park tomorrow. Want to go, Elle? Go sledding together? Yeah, you too.
Sure, that'd be great.
Devin, you in?
Why not?
At Live It Up, Sky opens a photo on Devin's laptop.
Look what I have.
Don't mind me.
Teenage Devin poses.
What are you wearing and why?
Please tell me you didn't dig this up just to make fun of my teenage style choices.
I wanted to see if you and Elle were friends back then.
We didn't really run in the same circles, Sky. She was more of a color inside the lines kind of person, and I was fun. Can I have my laptop back, please?
She's super smart, Dad.
I'm aware of that. Hey, I was thinking, this coding camp. I looked at the website, I read some reviews, and it looks pretty fantastic. And I hear you'll meet a lot of kids with the same interests.
Does that mean I can go?
You promise to FaceTime me twice a day?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Dad.
Sky wraps her arms around her dad.
And this digital database you mentioned, is that something you could really build?
Totally. You would have one section for inventory and another for accounts. I can use that as my project for the coding camp application. I can start right now.
As she hurries off with Devin's laptop, he waits for her to bring it back.
Sorry, I'll use mine.
There it is.
At a park, James and Sam carry cocoa cups. Nearby, children walk with their sleds.
I used to love coming here as a kid, even in high school. On snow days, we used to all show up, and we would compete to see how many people we could fit on a sled.
I never really understood the fun of sledding. Climbing all the way up a hill just for a few seconds of sliding down, during which you could break your arm or ruin your blowout.
Where's your sense of adventure? Oh, he's here.
Who?
Bryce.
Oh, Samantha.
Hey there.
Hey, guys. So you decided on staying warm and dry.
We don't have sleds.
Well, I'm happy to share. Sam, you can go first, and then you and I can go down together.
Sam blinks, then turns to James with surprise.
I would love to. Yeah, sledding is totally my thing. Can you just give us a sec?
Great. I'll meet you up top.
Bryce heads toward the hill with a sled.
I thought you knew.
It's like I invent new ways to embarrass myself.
Just say the word, and I won't even so much as look at him again.
No. Don't be silly. He likes you. Go. Have some adventure. I'll sit here and enjoy my hot chocolate.
Thank you.
Sam smiles and takes James's cocoa. With a spring in his step, James follows Bryce toward the hill while Sam takes a seat in an Adirondack chair. She plunks both cocoa cups onto the chair's wooden arm as Elle arrives.
Hey, where's James? Sledding with Bryce. At least one of us is getting noticed. What do you mean? This reunion is bringing up all sorts of high school feelings for me. Isn't it strange how you can go make a whole life for yourself and then you're still trying to impress people you don't even know anymore?
Actually, not as strange as you might think. And everybody loved you in high school.
No, everyone loved you in high school. I was in the background. Invisible.
Not to me, you weren't.
I called you when I was out in San Francisco last year.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have called you back. Just get so tunnel-visioned with my job sometimes that I forget to have a personal life. You work so hard, do everything you're supposed to. It's like, does it even matter, you know? What's it all for?
Elle, is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just having a moment.
Devin jogs up.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Let me just say, if you want to race me down the hill, I'm going to warn you, my middle name is Speed.
The hotel called. We have a problem.
I'm sure it's nothing we can't handle.
Caution tape blocks the ballroom as a firefighter rolls a hose. Fritz steps away from the crew chief, then makes his way toward Ellen Devon.
The fire in the kitchen was containable,
okay. But
the smoke and water damage to the ballroom is significant. As much as I've so enjoyed working with you both, there is no way we can host your reunion.
Later, Al strides into Devon's warehouse.
We can fix this. We just need to find another location. At least your props and equipment weren't loaded in yet.
Elle?
We loaded it all in last night. I wanted the crew to get an early start to make sure everything would be ready for tomorrow. Including the Sanahans. Insurance will cover what we lost, but even if you do find another place, all my holiday stuff is already spoken for other events. Is it the worst thing if there's no reunion?
People have been looking forward to this for months, and I, for one, am not going to let them down. Has our class had an extraordinarily long list of calamities? Yes. Is it strange that it keeps happening? Yes. But does that really mean that our class is cursed?
Yes?
No! This is just a small roadblock. It's a speed bump. If it seems like things are going wrong, well, that's when you need to roll up your sleeves and get to work. We have a little over 24 hours to pull it together. This Christmas class reunion will happen. All right, team. Ideas. Shout them out.
My brother-in-law wants the bakery down on Main. I'll see if he can get us some free desserts.
We have a bunch of small tchotchkes we use to stage houses. Christmas trees, lights, bows.
I can contact the local news station, see if they're willing to help out with some sound equipment.
Perfect. We'll take everything we can get. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna research some new locations, make some calls.
And I'll look around the warehouse to see if there's anything that even resembles holiday inventory that I can scrounge up.
That's great.
Okay.
Good luck.
As Elle gathers her coat, Sky greets her with a grin.
Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Just more reunion planning. Your dad went to go locate some inventory.
See, that's exactly what I'm trying to help him with. If he had a digital database, everything would be at his fingertips.
That's a really good idea.
You want to see?
Absolutely.
Sky sets her laptop on a barrel.
Ever since my grandparents retired, Dad has really expanded some things around here, except for the technology. So I thought I'd help him join the 21st century.
Elle checks out the database.
These are all of your dad's clients? He has some pretty big accounts.
Everybody loves my dad. He's always dependable, so his customers are super loyal. Anyway, I've got some more back-end work to do, but this is pretty much it.
Well, I would say that you are off to a really great start. You are light years ahead of where I was at your age.
Getting feedback from you is, like, really awesome.
Well, I mean, you're, like, really awesome.
I'm sure you're realizing who the real brains behind this operation is. Honey, can you give us a second?
Bye, Elle.
Bye, Skylar.
So, there might be one possible last resort option for some decorations, but it won't be pretty.
Devin pulls aside a curtain covering the doorway of a cramped storage room. Inside, a shaft of light illuminates dusty Christmas decorations. A silver tinsel tree sits near a box of glittery snowflakes.
Welcome to the land of lost decorations, otherwise known as the storage room where I keep the older stuff no one wants to rent.
Elle yanks a sheet from a giant gingerbread man.
My mother would love this. I think she would honestly faint. There is no one who loves Christmas more than her.
I'll take that bet. You should see my parents' place. They have an inflatable nativity scene on the front lawn, year-round.
That's pretty good, but I'll do you one better. Elle is my nickname. My given name is No Elle.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Came over, you win.
Devin lifts a tangle of star-shaped ornaments.
Okay, so I'm guessing this isn't up to the usual Elle Chamberlain standards, but I mean, it's better than nothing.
Well, it'll definitely need some TLC. But, you know, we can make this work. Where do we even start?
Well, anything that doesn't disintegrate when you touch it is up for grabs. Oh.
Devin pokes through a box of shiny garland while Elle unfolds a paper lantern.
I mean, this is like a dream playground for a kid. Skylar must love it.
Well, she did. She's a little old for it now, which she constantly reminds me about. She likes you, though.
She's a great kid, Devin, and you're doing a wonderful job. What about Skylar's mom?
Yeah, they FaceTime twice a week. She's deployed overseas, Air Force. We were just a couple of college kids, and it didn't work out. Never would have planned my life to go this way, but sometimes the best things are the ones you didn't plan.
Devin Ryan, you are full of surprises. 15 years ago, I couldn't get you to attend a single student government meeting, and now you're helping save the reunion. Thank you. I really appreciate all this.
Yeah, well, if you want some assistance with finding some other venues, I could help make some calls.
Sure. That would be great. If you want to swing by tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Outside the bar in the evening, Katie and Jay almost collide.
Hey. Bobby said that he could lend us some of the chafing dishes, so I figured I'd just swing by and pick them up.
I just came to pick up some of the decor we lent him for his holiday karaoke.
Right. Hey, my brother asked about Christmas Eve dinner. I said you'd be at your mother's.
This will be the first Christmas we spent apart since we were teenagers.
I know. It's kind of hard for me to imagine Christmas morning without your freshly baked monkey bread.
Makes it all feel very real.
Well, I should. Yeah.
The couple goes their separate ways. On Elle's laptop, a tech magazine headline reads, "Is Zig in trouble?"
Tom, I am trying really, really hard not to freak out over here. If you could give me a call back in the morning, I would greatly appreciate it.
Elle, honey, you have a visitor.
She shuts the laptop.
Hey.
Hey, so how's Operation Save the Reunion going?
Great. It's gonna be great. We're gonna figure it out and find a new venue. It'll be great.
Very convincing. Look, it's pretty late, and people who don't work as hard as you have probably already gone home for the day.
Right.
There's this really cool thing called dinner. Maybe you've heard of it?
I think it kind of rings a bell.
So, why don't we go grab a bite?
I have still so much to do.
Come on. You deserve a break. Plus, I already made reservations. One of our old favorites?
I guess I could go for a nice meal.
At a restaurant, a Greek statue wears a Santa hat.
I used to think this was the epitome of fine dining when we were kids.
I did too. I am so sorry. This is not what I was picturing for our first dinner. We should go somewhere else.
No. Sometimes the best things are the ones that you didn't plan, right? And this is definitely the only restaurant in town with moussaka a la Christmas. Bread and green sauce. Brilliant.
Hey, we're all in town for the nostalgia, so let's go for it. Here's to being old enough to drink at the classiest Greek restaurant in the tri-state area.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cam and Elle sip red wine, grimacing at the flavor.
Oh, sorry I couldn't make the emergency meeting today, but I had a couple big conference calls. But this is what reunions are all about, connecting.
True.
I have to be honest with you, I Googled you a few days ago. You're a really intriguing person. I mean, you always were.
I actually looked you up online too.
You did?
I was also curious. Mm-hmm. I had a huge crush on you senior year.
Really?
Okay, don't laugh. But I had the perfect fantasy planned in my head for when a formal. You would surprise me at my house, all dressed to the nines, holding a corsage, and you would ask me if you could escort me to the ball, and then we would dance the night away with all of our friends.
Why didn't you say something?
I don't know. I was working up the nerve, and then you asked Abby Ferguson to dance.
Oh.
And obviously, the rest of the night went a bit sideways.
Yes, it did.
Why didn't you ever ask me out?
To be honest with you, Al, you were way out of my league.
What?
Valedictorian, class president. President of a lot of things, actually.
She looks into Cam's eyes.
Speaking of being president of things, I'm putting together an advisory panel of tech industry professionals for one of my clients. I'd love to get your feedback on it.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Deflated, Elle sips her wine.
All right, what do we got?
So I put together a spreadsheet of 23 potential venues within a 40-mile radius.
Should have ordered doubles.
Elle and Devin make calls.
They're booked through Easter.
We definitely
definitely need heat in the bathrooms, right?
Yes, having a broken elevator for a restaurant on the 36th floor is a deal breaker.
Your auditorium is still an active crime scene for a double murder?
Al snatches the phone from Devin and hangs up.
Exotic dancers? Your name, the North Pole, is very misleading.
In the Chamberlain's living room, Devin and Elle flop onto a couch.
Well, that was the last one on the list. We're toast.
We just need to think outside the box. We're resourceful people. We could turn any space into a winter wonderland. I mean, you even made magic out of our high school gym at winter formal.
Wasn't all magic that night.
Elle and Devin crack weary smiles as they remember the flooded gym. With a gleam in her eye, Elle stands up from the couch.
Let's do that again.
Flood a gym?
Yes. No, I mean, not the flooding part, the gymnasium. It's big, it's nostalgic, and it has heat and bathrooms.
That's either the greatest idea of all time or the worst. But really don't have any other options, do we?
Who would we even call?
Believe it or not, Principal Holt is still running the show at Brookswood. And I know exactly where to find him.
Ha, ha, ha! Merry Christmas!
Merry, merry!
Ho, ho, ho!
Best time of the year.
It's a shock. I know.
I mean, he looks great.
While Principal Holt wears a full Santa suit, Santa's helper approaches Al and Devin.
Aren't you guys a little not 8 years old to be visiting Santa Claus?
We're just...
It's okay. This is a safe space for true believers like us.
What?
Elle and Devin reluctantly follow the helper toward Santa.
Hi. Principal Holt. It's Elle Chamberlain.
Principal Holt? My dear, my name is Santa Claus.
Of course, Santa. Do you remember me?
Santa Claus never forgets a name, especially from the nice list.
Hello, Santa.
Devin Ryan. Pretty sure your name's still at the top of the naughty list.
We have a really big favor to ask. Can we use the high school's gym for the reunion tonight?
Well, that doesn't sound as much like a favor as a Christmas wish. That's really Santa's specialty.
Take a seat.
Okay.
Elle and Devin sit on the arms of Santa's chair.
However, the school is closed for the remainder of the year, so...
I know, and we wouldn't be asking unless it was our truly last and only hope. We literally have hours before the reunion is supposed to begin, and we're desperate.
And you know the class of 2007 has faced its challenges over the years?
Some of them were your holly jolly doing, if I do recall, my dear boy.
Smile.
Santa's helper snaps a photo of the bewildered duo.
Please, Santa, we just want to get the class together. It would be our Christmas wish.
Peppermint.
Peppermint. Peppermint.
They pause for another awkward photo.
If you promise me there will be no mischief, Devin, I will grant you your Christmas wish.
Thank you, Santa.
Got me.
Santa's helper wipes away tears.
Magic of Christmas.
A photo captures Elle and Devin's awkward Santa visit. In the high school gym, Sam hangs a welcome banner.
Perfect.
Katie hangs paper lanterns.
Elle, come check this out.
This is looking great.
Great.
Jay sets up a refreshment table.
Your brother-in-law really came through for us.
Thanks.
Have you seen Cam? He said that he'd set up the check-in table, but I haven't heard from him.
No, sorry.
Across the gym, Devin stands on a stepladder. He strings up mistletoe on a golden archway.
Not bad for an emergency backup plan.
Devin smiles as he climbs down the ladder.
You did it.
We did it.
Tonight
The curse class breaks the curse.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Something tells me you would have found a way.
Elle's face softens into a smile as she and Devin look into each other's eyes.
What a difference 15 years makes.
Yeah, I should make sure the speakers are plugged in.
And I'm gonna go check on the name tags.
As Devin and Elle head in opposite directions, Katie's lips tug into a knowing grin. She follows Elle to the sign-in booth at the front of the gym.
You know, this place brings back so many memories. We should recreate our yearbook photo with the group, except without the embarrassing hairstyles this time. Katie, is everything okay?
Jay moved out a month ago.
What?
Please don't say anything. I don't know what we're doing. All this on top of that, and it's Christmas. My head is swimming.
Hey.
Elle wraps her arms around Katie.
I'm so sorry you guys are going through this. Yes, I always just imagined the two of you as the perfect couple.
You know, everyone thinks that. I thought that. But there's no such thing as perfect. We used to have fun together, make each other laugh, and now... I guess I was kind of hoping the reunion would bring something back for us.
Maybe it will. You'll find your way through this.
At night, a Christmas tree glows in front of a high-rise condo building. Alone in her bedroom, Katie wears a red dress and puts on an earring. She searches through a wooden jewelry box to find the earrings match. As she slides open a compartment, Katie finds her high school charm bracelet. She picks it up, then lovingly touches an Eiffel Tower-shaped charm. Alone in an office, Jay holds a framed photo. On a beach, he and Katie grin. In a hotel room, James adjusts his blue suit jacket. He notices Sam's red sequin dress and glum expression.
Oh, you look amazing. Okay, and this isn't working with this. What's wrong?
I was hoping to have some good news about New York for tonight.
Samantha, please remember that you are bravely pursuing your dreams, and it is working. All that matters is what you think of you. Well, and what I think of you. Let's go get him.
Sam takes James's hand. At home, Sky types while Devin holds up green and blue ties.
Hey, which one?
She shuts her laptop.
The green one, obviously.
Yeah. Thank you for your fashion advice.
I can't believe you're going to a school dance at your age.
It's a reunion. And you just went to a middle school Christmas dance like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I'm 13 and you're old. Besides, isn't this the same reunion you said you had no interest in like 3 days ago? You're going because of Elle, aren't you?
I am going because I am helping a friend and I am a man of my word.
It's okay, Dad. I like her. You haven't gone out with anyone in a long time. I think you should.
You do?
Of course. And if it's Elle, maybe we can visit her in California and I could get an internship at Zig.
Ah, your diabolical master plan has been revealed.
Come on. She's incredibly cool.
Yeah.
And I like the way you look at her. I think she makes you happy.
She's not the only one. Come here.
Oh, Dad.
Come here. I love you, girl.
I love you too, Dad.
Devin plants a kiss on top of Sky's head. Meanwhile, Elle checks her phone in her childhood bedroom.
Come in.
Irene picks up Elle's winter formal sash and tiara from the top of a dresser.
You're gonna wear these tonight?
No. But I do kind of feel like I'm back in high school getting ready for a dance.
You'll have fun. You have so much to talk about. Living in the city, your big job.
What if all of that went away?
What do you mean?
I've
always felt pressure to achieve and succeed in school and then in work, striving towards perfection. I've built my whole world around it, my identity. So, what if it goes away? What's left?
Irene's brow furrows with concern for her daughter. She steps away from the dresser and sits beside Elle at the foot of the bed.
You know, as a parent, you can get caught up in your child's successes as a way to prove to the world that you did a good job. I may be guilty of that. But Noelle, all your father and I ever wanted was for you to know that whatever you set your mind to, you could do. We just wanted you to know how capable you are so you could pursue every opportunity. I'm sorry if I pushed you too hard, but I never wanted you to be so caught up in achieving that you miss what's important in life.
I don't know what my path forward looks like. I don't know what will make me happy.
That's okay. It might be a bumpy road to get there, but you will.
Smile.
Irene pulls Elle into a tight embrace.
Were you expecting anyone?
No.
Elle remains seated while Irene goes to answer the door. On the second floor landing, Elle stops in her tracks. Downstairs, Cam smiles up at her.
Wow, you look beautiful.
What are you doing here?
Elle walks downstairs.
I was wondering if you'd like to join me at our school dance. 15 years late. Thought I'd go all in on the high school feels and bring you that corsage, too.
He ties a rose corsage onto her wrist with a white ribbon.
You two have to pose by the tree. Mom.
I would be happy to.
Elle smiles, then leads Cam into the living room. Near a window, the Chamberlain's Christmas tree glows. Elle poses next to Cam while Irene snaps photos.
Terrible, I couldn't help with the setup today. I had yet another major situation with a client. Never ends. But you know how that goes.
Elle's smile fades as she peers up at Cam. Then she pastes on another grin for Irene's photos. At the school.
Talk about a blast from the past. I am so glad we did this.
I have to admit, I'm a bit nervous. I hope this all goes smoothly.
Don't worry, I will be right here with you.
Cam takes his phone from his jacket.
I am so sorry, Elle. I really have to take this. Can you hold that thought?
I'll see you inside.
Elle mills on the school steps, then shrugs. She heads inside by herself. Under the glow of Christmas lights, the class of 2007 mingles. A slow grin spreads across Elle's face as she looks at the decorations and her happy classmates. Katie and Sam rush across the gym to hug her.
Oh my god!
You look amazing.
You guys look stunning.
Elle Chamberlain for the win.
Everyone's having a blast.
It really did come together, didn't it?
Speaking of coming together, are you here on a date?
Oh, yes, so, Cam and I have actually hung out a bit this week, and then, he asked me to the dance.
So romantic. Look at you, finally getting everything you wanted.
Yeah, I guess so.
A text from Alma includes a link to an article about Zig.
I gotta take this, I'll be right back. Save me a dance!
Okay.
In the hall, Elle opens the article. A headline reads, Federal agents raid Zig offices, embattled CEO arrested.
No.
As Elle stares in shock at her phone, Devin hands his coat to an attendant at the check-in table. Elle's eyes stay locked on the screen as he approaches.
Hey. Elle. What's wrong?
Nothing. Everything is fine.
Elle hurries away from Devin. He finds her sitting alone in a stairwell, eyes riveted to her phone screen.
Hey, if nothing's wrong, then why were you standing outside staring at your phone like you just found out Christmas was canceled?
Tears gleam in Elle's eyes as she passes her phone to Devin.
Zig is officially over. Everything that I have been working so hard for is gone. No more 35 under 35 list. It's all over.
Well, I'm so sorry. But this isn't a reflection of you.
It will be. Trust me, in the valley, Zig will be the butt of every joke, and so will I. And the timing, when I'm back here in my old high school, surrounded by everybody who thinks I've become this big success. My resume is how I know who I am.
Devin sits down next to Elle.
And when I first found out I was going to be a father, I was in total denial. I mean, I was supposed to be out traveling with my band, and...
The Melody Magicians?
The Harmony Wizards. And I had to give that all up. I had to recalibrate. I did not see myself as a parent, but I was. It was in there. I just didn't know it yet. Because when I held Skylar for the first time and watched her take her first steps and then she called me dad, it just felt like the most right thing in the world.
So having Skylar helped you find yourself. I've never felt more lost in my life.
You're not lost. You're just changing directions. I mean, Steve Jobs lost his company twice before he had major success. What? What I read?
Devin Ryan, you're continually full of surprises. Wait, what are you even doing here? I thought that you weren't interested in reunions.
I got a truckload of dusty, never-used decorations in there. I'm just here to keep an eye on them, make sure nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. Can't trust these high school kids. I'm glad you came.
I wouldn't want to miss your big night.
Devin stands up and offers Elle his hand.
Shall we?
Smiling, she takes his hand and pulls herself up from her seat. They return to the school gym together. As Elle lingers at the edges of the party, Devin rests his hand on her shoulder.
Let tonight be magical. Tomorrow's a new day.
As they smile warmly, Cam bustles over.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you. Can I grab you for a minute? There is something very important I need to talk to you about.
Devin, can I find you later?
Come on. Devin's nonchalant smile fades as Elle and Cam head toward a festive refreshment table. Punch glasses, DE bottles, and cocoa mugs sit on serving trays.
I just heard the news about Zig. Man, what a terrible thing to happen so close to Christmas, but I can help you fix this.
What are you talking about?
I called my guy who does crisis management. He's the best in the business, and he's willing to help you out as a favor to me. The most important thing is to jump on this right away. Protect your reputation. You don't want something like this to derail your career. I can call him right now.
No. Thanks, Cam. I'll handle this my own way. But not tonight. Tonight is about celebrating and being with friends.
Are you sure?
More than ever.
Okay, it's your call. So, do you want to dance?
If high school me could see this moment right now, she would be so happy.
Great, let's go.
You seem like a decent guy, Cam. The kind of guy that anyone looking for someone who cares about perfection and success would be thrilled to find. But I'm not that person anymore.
I don't understand.
I want to be the kind of person who takes a chance.
The chance on what?
On telling someone else that I feel something for them. And for once in my life, not doing something that's planned.
At another refreshment table, Devin uses tongs as he helps himself to a cookie. Meanwhile, Elle and Cam share a smile of understanding. As Cam and Elle hug, Devin turns around and faces them. Devin stares as he holds his plate of forgotten treats, smile fading once again.
So, do you think that you might be able to find another dance partner?
Oh, I'm good. I'm pretty sure I saw Evan Ferguson by the bar.
Elle removes her corsage and Cam walks away. Across the room, she spots Devin talking with two classmates. As she strides toward him, Jay steps into her path.
Hey, it's speech time.
Can it wait?
No, we gotta be out of here soon.
Okay.
Elle climbs onto a stage and takes her place behind a podium.
Hello? Hi, can I please have your attention? Welcome back, Brookswood class of 2007. I can't believe I am back on this stage.
She looks at the ceiling.
Devin, I'm watching you. I just want to thank you all so much for working so hard to make this finally happen. We did it. The cursed class is no more.
A power outage darkens the gym as wind blows heavy snow. Later, partygoers use their phone flashlights. Jay and Devin return from outside.
Hey, we're working on the generators. Hopefully they'll be up soon.
It's really coming down outside. The parking lot is covered.
This city should be salting and plowing soon, though.
So the safest thing for everyone is to hunker down here and wait until it's over?
Yeah, we should look for supplies in case it's a long night or the pipes freeze.
I have some flashlights in my truck we could grab.
Katie and Jay step away.
Looks like the curse wasn't done with us quite yet, and we were so close. There's something I need to tell you.
Yeah, we don't have to do this right now. You have a lot in your mind already.
Yeah, it can wait.
Devin walks away, leaving Elle in the dimly lit gym. In the hall, she and Sam carry their flashlights.
This is crazy.
There's gotta be some blankets or supplies in one of these rooms.
At this point, I'd be fine with a breaker switch.
A sign reads, Teacher's Lounge. With a grin, the two friends sneak inside. A single emergency light glows over bare lunch tables and several bulletin boards.
Okay, I know we're not students anymore. I mean, we're full-on adults. But it still kind of feels like we're not supposed to be in here.
Yeah. And I always pictured this room to be way less pathetic.
Right? Speaking of pathetic, I lost my job tonight. Maybe my whole career.
What? Oh, Elle, I'm so sorry.
Sam sets down her phone as she turns toward Elle. Meanwhile, a thin beam of light from Jay's phone illuminates a hallway near a rack of sports jerseys. The beam lands on Katie's smiling face.
Katie? What are you doing?
This spot. Recognize it?
Yeah, it's our spot. We used to come here every day between fourth and fifth period.
Until Principal Holt bust us.
He climbs over a counter to join her.
Wow.
I used to look forward to that moment all day.
Me too.
She holds up her bracelet.
I found this tonight when I was getting ready. I haven't worn it in years. What are we doing?
I don't know.
I remember the old us, but who are we now? I think we need to be careful, Jay, or we're gonna lose what we had. What we have.
No, it's like we became work partners and forgot how to be life partners.
How do we fix that?
We go to Paris.
Jay, I'm serious.
Look, I am too. We spend the first 2 weeks of the new year doing something we should have done a long time ago. We focus on us, on our future outside of the office. I love you. Then, now, and always.
I love you too.
They kiss. Meanwhile, Sam and Elle stand in the lounge.
You know, that night at Winter Formal, I was so jealous of you.
You were?
You got the crown. And you were popular and pretty, and I just felt like nothing.
Sam,
You know, I have spent so much of my life looking for validation from other people. It's exhausting. And I don't want to do that anymore. And neither should you.
James hurries into the lounge.
There you are, Sam. You got it.
Got what?
Stan's assistant heard from one of the legal associates who saw an email from corporate. You got the job. We're moving to New York!
Really? Oh, I can't believe it!
Yay! As Jay and Katie kiss, the lights flick back on. Principal Holt scowls in his Santa suit.
Ho, ho, ho! No fraternizing on school property! I brought my engineering elves to get the power back on. Just in the Saint Nick of time, it seems.
Yeah, we're just gonna...
Jay and Katie leave.
Crazy kids.
They return to the party arm in arm.
Look at you two. Still Brookswood's most epic love story.
Like I said, what a difference 15 years makes. No corsage?
I need to find Devin.
Devin? I don't think I've seen him since he got us the flashlights. I think he might have left.
Outside the gym, Devin calls Sky.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Sky. Just checking in. You okay?
I'm doing fine, but the school power outage is all over social media. What did you do now, Dad?
Ha ha ha. No, it's back on now. But, I'm gonna head home.
You're coming home already? That's lame, even for you.
Oh, thank you for that. Turns out I was right. Reunions really aren't my thing.
Did something happen?
Oh, no, honey, it just... Sometimes things don't turn out the way you hoped they would. I'll see you soon.
Jay climbs onto the stage.
Well, folks, the storm is finally letting up. The snowplows are out and about, and it's time for us to shut things down. So get home safe, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Wait.
Al scrambles toward the microphone.
Hi. Please don't leave quite yet. You know, reunions are supposed to give us a chance to reminisce and relive the good old days.
Devin listens.
This week, I found myself reflecting more on how I spent the last 15 years. And I realized that no matter how many plans you make or goals you set, you can never fully prepare yourself for what's going to happen. You can't control it. There will be things that change you, inside and out, hopefully for the better. I'm not the same person I was 15 years ago. None of us are. And that is a beautiful thing. Because I can't wait to see what's next for all of us. So, I think this reunion could use one more song, right?
Before we all go home to celebrate the holidays with our families, before we all go off into what's next. And because there is someone special I haven't danced with yet. Devin Ryan. Devin Ryan, please report to Jim.
As Elle searches the crowd for Devin, he appears at the back of the gym. Under the soft glow of Christmas lights, he longingly peers at Elle. On stage, Elle smiles at him. As she and Devin make their way toward the dance floor, their classmates step aside for them. In the crowd, James rests his head on Bryce's shoulder as Elle takes Devin's hand in hers. She smiles up at Devin as she begins to slow dance with him.
I thought you left.
I almost did.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because I'm gonna need a ride home tonight.
As Elle and Devin dance, Katie wraps her arms around Jay. Nearby, Sam sways with James and Bryce.
Thank you.
For what?
About a million things. This reunion didn't go as planned. At all. But in the end, it couldn't have gone better.
Elle's lips meet Devin's in a passionate kiss under the Christmas lights. They share a tender smile as their kiss ends. Meanwhile, their classmates surge onto the dance floor for an upbeat end to their night. Devin twirls Elle. Then, he reaches into his suit jacket and takes out a remote control.
It wouldn't be winter formal without a little surprise, would it?
With the press of a button, Devin makes confetti drift down from the ceiling like snow.
Don't worry, it's just paper.
Elle beams up at Devin as confetti flutters down. The class of 2007 dances the night away, their curse finally broken. Text, 1 year later. At Bobby's bar, Sam joins the Fricks.
My interview with the governor ran long, and then my train was delayed. Did I miss anything?
No worries. They're not even here yet. It's about to get us some drinks. What can I get you?
I'll have what you're having. Just make it a double.
Just a club soda for me.
Wait.
Katie's hands rest on her pregnant belly.
You guys! Oh, I'm so happy for you. You're going to be great parents.
Elle and Devin arrive.
Hey!
Hi! Merry Christmas.
I just ordered some champagne and one sparkling water because, guys, I have some big news. Live It Up Rentals just got a contract for the biggest event of next year. But the client is very demanding, and I'm concerned that she might just drive me crazy for the rest of my life.
We're getting married.
Yeah!
A server brings their drinks.
Hey.
A toast to living our best lives and sharing them with each other.
Cheers!